very glad to get you on the air to find out what you think or what you know. And that's 207-593-1701. Because there's a lot going on in our world here, how politically strange things and all that. Let's find out now from somebody who would know. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, Ron Huber. My name is Rita, and I live in Rockland. And first, I have to say that I appreciate... Let me just shut this radio.
Hey, I'm recording it. You can always get a copy later.
There. I wanted to shut that off. My husband and I listen to your show every Saturday, and we appreciate everything that you have done for your show and to keep the public informed.
Thank you.
And this whole thing with... you know, when the EPA doesn't have a chance because they put people, the new administration have put people into the administration that will do nothing but damage the environment and do nothing good for the environment. I understand you don't want the wind things. You're against that. I don't have that really big say in that. I don't want the environment to be harmed at all here in Maine. I also know that if the president doesn't really care. He really doesn't care about the environment. He doesn't really care about the average worker. Mm. He doesn't care about senior citizens. He is taking upon himself to crashing the Social Security system so people say, oh, look, it's broken. But it was never broken. And President Bush, back in 9/11, what he did was he took money out of Social Security to pay for around the time of 9/11 to use that fund for other things, and they were to pay that back. They would never replace that money back in Social Security ever. Social Security is not an entitlement per se, that it's just given to someone. You pay into it. You pay into it, your federal taxes. You pay for your Medicare taxes, and what they're doing is illegal, and it needs to be stopped. You have the Democrats are fighting to, to keep us from losing our democracy, and the GOP that's in Congress, a lot of them are MAGA people, and they're also members of the Heritage Foundation, has been working for so many years to get rid of, to put their own, the Supreme Court justices on, and they have accomplished that. Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island, Senator of Rhode Island, has been exposing them for many years now, but nothing seems to be getting through. And it's good to see people are out every Saturday here in Rockland,
right?
Supporting for democracy.
Let me interrupt for a second here, because that's quite all right. Something you brought up at the beginning is really interesting, and that is the problem that the U.S. EPA is facing. Because there's a group of them that sort of a team, of course, they put together whenever there's something like a Sears Island project. You have to have somebody from Fish and Wildlife and the Marine Fisheries and so on. And they, again, have found that it's way too destructive to do a port there. You could do it across the harbor, Mack Point. You could do it closer to the Durd Wind Farm proposal, which means do it in Portland. But anyway, the agency folks said they are terrified right now. They're afraid to make any kind of move because, as you said, they're busy gutting away at things like the EPA.
Right. They're afraid of what President Trump is going to do to them if they're like a Republican, even a Democrat. But he's not a dictator. This country was founded on religious freedom, on freedom from a king. And we are not. He's acting like a dictator, like his buddies Putin, he's in cahoots with, and Kim Jong Un, and others.
What do you think about this wacky billionaire Elon Musk suddenly popping up?
Elon Musk. I think also. I think Elon Musk has problems. I listen to the Midas Touch Network to get real news. You don't get it from your regular mainstream news because they're owned by the corporations who donate money to the campaigns, to Trump, to curry favor, to have their you know, their corporations, well, the, you know, rule, have the president rule in their favor. We are no longer really a democracy. We are an oligarchy. We're not headed towards it. We are in an oligarchy, and Bernie Sanders has been right for years. Of course, nobody listens to him. You know, the progressives own the libs. You know, people. I don't understand how people can vote against their own interests. You know, or they bring up this transgender thing. Like, there's not that much of a population in America that is transgender, and they have rights too.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you're very right about that. And I was just going to say, you know, for all we know, humanity is evolving, and this is the first effort to get beyond Homo sapiens, which has graduated to the point where we're going, as our species, we're successfully attacking ourselves now. It's like, come on, we need something new than countries, humans going,
look. Exactly, but you're not going to get it from the GOP because everything,
that's right,
the bill that the Democrats have been putting forward now to stop what Trump is doing, the GOP is voting against it, you know. They vote against their own constituents, but they make it seem like, you know, it's always everything is Biden's fault. Biden left us with a decent economy. It was coming back. I know when Trump was in, I mean, I have to say, I mean, we've lost in our retirement fund, we had lost $20,000, and it started to come back. Now, actually, I just opened up one of our retirement things. Since January of this year, one of my accounts, I lost to March 31st, the statement that came out, I lost over $2,000 already in one account. And then they want to do away with Social Security. They want to do away with Medicare. They want to privatize it. And I don't believe in privatizing health care. I have original Medicare, A and B. I have a separate drug plan. Unfortunately, they're all run by the private entities, which refused a medication for me after I tried several different ones. So I said, fine, screw it. I just won't take it. And then I have a Medigap supplement, which I highly recommend, because you don't need to be approved for anything. You could go to any doctor, any hospital in the country. But back to this oligarchy, fascist authoritarian regime that's coming about. Did you know, I don't know if you caught the footage, when the four soldiers, four U.S. soldiers that were, they drowned on a training mission, occurred at night, they drowned in a bog area, but the president of Lithuania and the citizens, they had a whole honor parade for them. And what did our president do? Oh, he couldn't greet the our dead soldiers? No, he had to spend $28 of taxpayer money to have this golf tournament with the Saudis down at Mar-a-Lago. They spent taxpayers' money. $28 million.
Oh my gosh!
Of taxpayers' money. What people should do to educate themselves, don't listen to Fox News or News Nations, especially Fox News. It's all propaganda. Listen to the Midas Touch Network. Listen to Legal AF on internet TV. Legal AF. Then you have Truth Matters. These people are legitimate people. One was a JAG prosecutor. These are not just. This is where you're getting what is really going on, because mainstream media has failed the citizens in this country.
Right. Now let me just say one thing, because I'm going to have to go in a second here.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
One of the strangest places to find out facts about this stuff is go to defensenews.com, the business of war people who are really unhappy with the way things are going. Because the president's just basically saying, let's throw rocks, and if something breaks, then we'll know, well, something will happen. In other words, he's like an amateur just going, what if I mess up this? What'll happen?
Okay. We are losing our freedoms. This is supposed to be a country of the people, by the people, for the people. It's not. It's a country for the rich, for the oligarchy, by the oligarchy, and for the oligarchy.
A plutocracy,
yeah. Running our government.
Well, we'll see how long that lasts. They tend not to last long, and they often end rather bloodily.
And Elon Musk, besides his issues, You know, he's unelected. He shouldn't even be reckoned. So he's wrecking. You know, how could people, elderly people in rural areas, they can't go down to a Social Security office if they had to. There's one in Rockland. I don't even know if it's even open anymore. But he's on ketamine, which makes it's an anesthesia drug that you use on animals. But he is abusing ketamine, which supposedly makes people think that they're like so powerful. But he's really messed up.
Yeah, you know what happened is he's
in the government.
He's good at whatever business acumen he has to buy into a company and do things. But as far as anyone else, an expert outside of his field is what's called an amateur.
Well, how many Tesla vehicles have blown up on its own?
I don't know, but tell you what, I'm going to have to rail off here and not just be too. We could bash him all day, but we'll save that for.
Interesting, because he's got all these government contracts,
right?
And then you have Marjorie Taylor Greene. Okay, there's a big thing going on now, investigation, because with this tariff.
Oh yeah.
He reversed it, and she made money, and it's
right.
Like,
he told his supporters, "Hey, I'm going to reverse it. Get in now." And that's crooked.
Right.
And so hopefully the various courts will put the guy away. And that'll be that. Well, you know, and presumably
that's
found out. Anyway,
I know. You have to go. This is what they did in Germany. They broke down the government.
Yeah.
They misled the people. And it happened. And people still think it never existed.
Well, you know, stick around for that next hour when we're running It Can't Happen Here. You know, this awful story from the 30s.
It's happening here. People are still if you put a sign on your on your property, somebody's going to like throw something at your car or whatnot. They're making people afraid. That's what they did in Germany.
Yep. So, all right. Well, look, call again next week.
Yeah, Ron. Thank you so much for the wonderful work you do on the show.
Well, thank you.
I do have to say that I don't understand how the police officers do their job. It gets to the courts. And some police officer gets assaulted, and the case gets dismissed. So I don't understand kind of stuff like that.
That'll be interesting to look into then, right?
Same with domestic violence. They all get dismissed, and the woman doesn't have time to get away from her abuser because they're dismissed. So anyway, thank you, Ron. You take care.
You too then. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Well, there we go, folks. So that's a lot of opinions, and that's what people have. They're, you know, invaluable to learning things. Now, we have another caller, I do believe, here. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
I just thought we should insert the good news here on your show that yesterday, I believe, MPAC, which has been very supportive of...
That's the main prisoner advocacy coalition. Go ahead.
Well, as the story goes, it was like Dino Brown, who was your inmate correspondent, had told me the problem of felons can't get a Pell Grant. So I relayed the problem to Dewey Fagerberg, who had lunch with Doris Buffett. And
of the Buffett Buffets?
Yeah, Doris Buffett was the Sunshine Lady Foundation, and she said, you know what? I will pay for a dozen prisoners to attend college. And so the success story yesterday was this guy presented his master's thesis, and a lot of the MPAC people were zoomed in.
Good.
Of course, the guy is in prison. And so he successfully got his master's degree. And none of that would happen without a phone call. God bless Doris Buffett and, you know, all of these good things that came from, he had lunch with Doris Buffett. Sometimes we just got to think outside the box to make progress on prison reform.
Right, and maybe it seemed like from that, it's almost like we don't just shouldn't just go, well, the super rich are unapproachable. We can't do anything. But look at there. Got her attention. Bang. You know, the education system changed.
Well, she's since passed. But here, this legacy is going forward of here's a person who made his master's degree, and there are others who have since left prison with their degrees and gone on to get more degrees. So, yeah, the way you cure ignorance is with education. And I'm so tired of people that they say, oh, you can't fix stupid. Yeah, you can. You educate people.
Right.
And so it's just wonderful. I thought I'd just add that.
Because I'm so glad.
We can overlook the good things that people are fighting for that come happen. And praise God that it's had a great outcome.
Yeah, that did. That's really good. And God, it makes me jealous almost. You know, I don't even have a college degree, so...
Yeah, you went to school. Yes.
Well, I was a gorilla student. I didn't pay, that's all. But, okay. Oh, no. Well, I didn't get a degree either, so there. So I wasn't cheating.
You know what? There's degrees, and then there's life experience degrees.
Yeah.
And you certainly earned the crown there with your work with prison reform. And so...
Well, I'm really glad to hear that.
I'm going to say a doctorate of that to you, because... you know, you did an amazing thing there, changing the law so that the DOC cannot continue to just export prisoners without a return policy. And that you did an amazing thing, and so did Jean. What was that lawyer in New Jersey, Jean?
I thought she was related to a lawyer in Maine, also.
I can't think of.
I'll find her so I can thank her for that, because, yes, she helped do a lot of that legal hard digging there to make sure that what we could have happen. And then, of course, you know, the commissioner then was one of those rarities, a corrections commissioner who would actually listen to people and do something and not just go, what's in it for me?
I wanted to get him back. It was great. But her name was Jean Ross.
That's it, yes.
Wasn't that her name?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, she was a fantastic advocate out of state. I mean, she didn't really...
Right, well, not out of state. Remember, who was down in Maryland?
Right, that's right, right.
That's right. That's where our hero there was. Dean Brown was... See, he'd been on this show for almost a year, I think, and then the commissioner got mad and grabbed him, you know, without letting his lawyers know, exported them to the Maryland State Prison. Nobody knew where he was at first.
I remember that first letter. They sent me here to die. Mm. And they took his belongings and threw them into the pavement. And it was pretty horrific. And we don't forget the people that paid the price to make change. And you're one of them.
Well,
God bless you.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. All right.
Well, have a good, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Keep up the good work. Bye.
Thanks. Well, there you go, folks. It's nice to have people say nice things. It's not quite used to that. But let's see here. Let me just take... In fact, I'm so shattered. I have to... Jimmy, where are you? That's the problem with dead musicians. You never quite find them when you want. But here's one. All right. Well, here we go. This one, of course, is the one I dedicate to my sweetheart every time I'm on the air here. Because I love those eyes. Well, I thought I had that on. Let's try again.